Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One X Best Bets. Back again. Excited to jump into this conversation with Andrew Eck every week. Let's dive in. We're from the hospital right now.
Live from the hospital.
So if someone was dying in the other room, you gotta go. You go from the podcast.
Yeah, they just have to call a doctor, a real one.
A real one.
We just fix bones, dog.
Well, I'm coming at you from tele. What is it? Where are we at right now? Temecula. I was gonna say telecommunications. Temecula, California. I've got the game on over here too. So if you want to know what's going on,
Yeah, head on for a little
Steelers.
bit.
Yeah, did you? This Bengals defense, bro, is so bad.
Yeah,
This is.
of course have the Bengals.
But isn't it weird that they have a defense where they have a bad defense and then they play soft off the ball? They're not aggressive at all. If you have a bad defense,
Yeah.
wouldn't you watch the Vikings and be like, you know what? Why don't we get really
We should do
aggressive?
something like
They
that. Yeah.
just get dog walked on the field. Anyways, excited to jump in. I do have a few trivia questions that we're going to knock out
Uh-oh.
for the start. So are you ready for that or what?
Yeah, dog. What you
Okay,
got?
good. Now, what I thought about is it's not fair to just throw these at you and not have
Yeah.
multiple choice, right? Who does that to someone?
Okay. I like that. I like
You
that.
know what I'm saying? So here we go. All right, first one. This will be a little bit easier. So let's kick things off right here with a little NFL trivia, get things warmed up, get your brain moving. All right, here we go. Number one, which NFL quarterback holds the record for most career game-winning drives? I'm going to give you ABC. A, Peyton Manning. B, Tom Brady. C, Drew Brees. D, Ben Roethlisberger. Who you got?
I would assume it's Brady.
I would assume it's Brady too, but it's not. It's not Brady.
It's
So,
probably Breeze.
no, it's actually Manning. Peyton Manning.
Really? Oh,
54
surprising.
game-winning drives. All right. One more. Last one. I'm curious if you'll get this. This is a little bit of history here. Who was the first NFL team to win a Super Bowl after sneaking in as the sixth seed?
The Giants did it.
I should probably give you the list. A,
Oh,
Packers. B,
no.
Giants. C, Steelers. Or D, Broncos.
Don't know when they expanded to six. Probably a while ago, huh?
Yeah, because we
Probably the
just expanded to
Broncos.
seven, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, Broncos.
That's a good guess. It was the 2005 Steelers when they did it. Remember when
Oh, I didn't even think about them. Yeah.
they beat the Seahawks that 1 year, right? You know who I thought
Yeah.
about with the sixth seed was when Green Bay got in 2010. That's what I was
Yeah,
thinking about.
but I knew the Giants were before that.
Oh, that's so you okay, that was like 08, right? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were, right?
I think you're right. Yeah, that's why when you said
Maybe.
Giants, I didn't know what year you're talking
That's what I
about.
was thinking anyways. Yeah.
Okay, so let's update everyone. Last week you went let me pull this bad boy back up. Okay. Last week,
So
pretty
three
dang
and
good week.
two. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
So you
sorry.
had a pretty dang good week in the NFL, right? 3-2 last week.
Yeah.
Overall
Yeah.
for the season, you're at 10-6.
Yeah.
And then it looks like 13-7 all NFL, right?
Yeah. So that's just including all the bets that I had for the week. 13-7
2-1.
up 4. Yeah.
2-1 in college last week, 8-4 overall. And it looks like you were up 4.4 units in the NFL.
Yep. 65%, pretty good over the 52% that's the goal.
That's the goal. And then
So
speaking of other
it was
goals
a
that
good
you
week.
hit this last week, Andrew started his Twitter page, which is awesome. So if you want to listen, if you want to get all of his insights live and see some pretty awesome pictures of Oliver for this stinky bets of the week, I
Yeah,
believe
the
your
stinky
handle
bet of
is.
the week. It hit
It hit, didn't it?
Surgical Sharp at Surgical Sharp. Yep, it did hit
And it was the Bengals, wasn't it?
the Bengals.
The
Yeah,
Bengals
it was
covered.
the
Yeah, we'll give it
Bengals.
to it.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Next.
Yeah, at Surgical Sharp.
At
At
Surgical
Surgical
Sharp.
Sharp.
That's right. You see, when we talked about it, I thought it was going to be the Surgical Sharp, but I'm happy that it's at Surgical Sharp. The is meaningless. So.
Yeah. It's like the Facebook, get rid of the.
Now the page looks good though. Page looks legit. It's a great picture. I'm digging it.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah,
You
it was
bet.
good.
All right, second segment. Let's transition over. Pick one. You know the drill here. We're gonna look back at last week's games. You're gonna pick one to talk about in depth. I'll pick one. Last week you went first, so I feel like I should go first this week. Just keep
Yeah,
it
go for
bouncing back and forth. The game that I picked, I'm gonna give you props. This is a game that I before you and I really before you really got into sports betting and laid some wisdom on me, my football fan brain would have said, "Oh, Jaguars just beat the Chiefs. Seahawks lost to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Jags were riding high. The Jags are gonna win this game." But as soon as
Yeah.
we talked on the podcast last week, my brain flips that, and I think, no. The Jags are going to come off this emotional roller coaster win on Monday night.
That's
Seahawks,
right.
heartbreaker. Seahawks are going to get the win. You took the Seahawks. I took the Seahawks in my confidence pool. It's the ultimate get-right game for Seattle and the ultimate letdown game for Jags. What'd you think?
Yeah. No, I mean that's exactly what I thought. I mean, it was I don't know. It's like Jacksonville is just one of those teams that you just don't trust. Their defense has been playing a lot better, but you know, they've been doing a lot of it with turnovers, and so that's something that isn't very consistent game to game, season to season, you know? So it's like, you know, you get a week where you don't get those turnovers. And then it's just they're just a weird team. Like Brian Thomas is dropping easy passes. Trevor Lawrence does his like dodo plays, you know. They don't really know how to play Travis Hunter. Like I read I forget where I read it from. But like he's like top five if he was a receiver and of rookies like PFF ranking. He's like top five on defense and top five on offense as a rookie. But I feel like when I watch the games, he doesn't have that kind of impact. But you know, you're not watching all 22, seeing what he does on defense. I'd be interested to see his snap percentage on both. But I don't know. It's just we've talked about it before. It's just that weird that you trade up so much for a player that you're not utilizing at his full potential.
Yeah.
It's just a weird team. I don't know. And then, you know, Seattle, I remember when they got Sam Darnold and got rid of Geno, people were upset. But I mean I just looked at the stats before this game, but they're, you know, first in success rate, first in EPA for throwing. Like Sam Darnold's playing really well. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is like top five in the league. You know, he's top five to 10. He's up there, right? So he's been awesome. It was a good game. I think it makes the division really interesting between the Rams and Seattle. I don't think the 49ers are going to be there for the division, but you never know. What were your thoughts?
They're so beat up. I think there we see themes with teams too. And you're touching on a lot of stuff that's good about Seattle. Seattle also has an awesome road record. Have you noticed this? Like
Yeah.
McDonald,
Yeah, he
he's like
does.
he has like a for whatever reason not the best home record. Weird because they have like a really great home environment, but they're good on the
Yeah.
road. And then we talked last week about the Panthers. Panthers are really good at home, but they've been
Yeah.
stinky on the road. That's what stood out in that game. That was something that made me feel really good. They lost at home to the Bucks in a close game. Go on the road to Jacksonville and get the job done. So I'm just paying
Yeah.
attention to that for the rest of the year with Seattle.
Yeah, and I think it was a noon game, right? If I'm
Yeah, it
not
was a noon
mistaken.
game. Yeah, that was a noon kickoff.
Right, so West Coast coming east in a noon game, you know, that has all the writings for a big loss. But yeah, it was a fun game.
It
I miss
definitely
Sam
was.
Darnold.
All right, I know you have a game that you for pick one is you're up. What do you got?
Yeah, so I had the Thursday night game, just because I think there's a lot of interesting storylines in it, you know, Giants and Eagles. And the first thing I was just kind of reviewing this game, so I know I wanted to talk about it, and then I looked on ESPN. Of course, I got rid of my. But I looked at the second half drives just to see, like, hey, you know how they do. You know, they you know lost by 17, but a lot of times when you have those kind of big scores, it's like, you know, it was closer than you think, or you know what really happened. So halftime, it was 20 to 17. Giants were winning. And so these are the drives for both the Giants. So the Giants start with the ball. It goes punt, punt, touchdown Giants, punt, 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 punt. Eagles interception, and then the Giants go 23 yards and three plays for a touchdown. Eagles fumble, end of game.
That's
Like
crazy.
that's crazy that your offense, like when you need it, like gotta have it drives, they don't got it, you know? And it's just like they weren't down by, like they could still use the run game, but they're not running the ball well. They're not their offense is bad. Like and you know, they're very bad. And we all know like their struggles throwing the ball. But even Saquon, I don't think Saquon has 100 yards rushing this year.
I think you're
And so
right.
they're not good. But the thing that surprises me more, because you know, I'm not we're you or me, we're not big Hurts guys, but their defense is bad. You know, they're
Very bad, though.
and
Not just kind of bad. It's very soft. If you take Jalen Carter out the two games, Cowboys now in this last one for sure, very different defense with him not in the game.
Even with him in the game, they're bad.
Right,
You know,
but it's even worse when
so
he's not there.
for sure. I mean, they're 15th in DVOA as a team. They're 18th in defense. They're I didn't want to bore you with a whole bunch of stats, but they're
No,
like
bring it
bottom
on.
third. They're bottom third in all like EPA success rate. They're better against the pass, and they're not as good against the run for whatever. I mean, I think they have a pretty decent secondary, but. It's just weird. Like when you like the Eagles, like they were known for their lines of scrimmage, right? Last year they just like destroyed teams, and it was line of scrimmage on offense, line of scrimmage on defense. And I think that they have the Super Bowl hangover, excuse me, and they don't have the depth that they had last year. And it's just kind of weird to see. I don't know what your thoughts are on the
I think
Eagles.
the depth is a big deal because they lost a few pieces. I mean, the guys that come to mind for me defensively, the guy that went to the Patriots, right? Like I know he wasn't like a superstar on the Eagles team, but he was a really good backup, and now he's a starter on the Patriots. Can't think of his name.
No, I heard you talking about.
But when you watch, to me, what I'm seeing with the Eagles, I think Dan Orlowski can be kind of all over the place on ESPN. I love him though; he's cool. But one thing where he can be really good is when he gets technical and breaks down scheme. The day before they played on ESPN, he talked about how predictable the Eagles' offense is. And he showed Andrew, and I don't know if you saw this, every time that Hurts or Saquon lines up slightly behind Hurts in the gun, it's a run play. Okay. Well, dude, defenses see this stuff too. And then he talked about how, and you have always said this about a lot of teams, but especially the Eagles the last 2 years. What do you say? They don't run a lot of plays. They're the type of team that comes out there on both sides of the ball and says, our dudes are going to beat your dudes, right? Well, if you go back and watch the game, every time that they ran the ball against the Giants, it was the same thing. He was slightly behind Hurts in the gun, and it was like the Giants knew, Drew. Like, if you watch, you can just tell their front seven played the run on those plays, okay? They
That's
do
interesting.
little to no under center. Actually, they had 46 handoffs in that game, 46 run plays. Only two came under the center, but one of them was a push. So you take that away. They don't do any under center play action bootleg, which is weird with a quarterback like Hurts. You think you would do that a lot, okay? And then the other thing, this goes to we have our dudes, like our dudes are going to beat your dudes. They ran the play that was a pick six. They ran that same passing concept out of different formations like four or five times. So by the time that it was going to get the pick six, that DB, he had seen that same play so many times. And what does that tell you, right? Like about the quarterback. And I know that everyone's like, oh, how many offensive coordinators that he's had. I've heard and what Chris Sims has said a lot of is that Hurts is very stubborn and he doesn't like motion. They don't do any pre-snap motion. So to me, I just think that the Eagles are very predictable. And if they're not crushing the line of scrimmage like you're talking about, I just think they can be had because we both know that I think their quarterback is bottom 10 in the league in arm talent, accuracy, and decision making in the red zone. So
And it just seems slow. Like, I don't know, it's just like it doesn't seem like it should be that hard. They have weapons. They have, you know, but I guess when you just don't have that overwhelming, you know, success up front, it's, you know, you're playing a different game, which is, you know, what we always said for a while. Like, remember, like, way back to Carson Wentz's, you know, possible MVP season when, what's his face won the Super Bowl with the Eagles. But it was like, it was the same thing, right? They're overwhelming on lines of
Nichols.
scrimmage. And it's like a different, you're playing a different game.
Yeah, they were dominating with that RPO back then. By the way, Just for all the listeners, they're going to hear this later, but Ja'Marr Chase just caught two touchdown passes in a row. The first one, there was a flag. The second one, they threw a fade route with PI. He still caught it. Love that for fantasy. And no, I couldn't agree. I just think, but what's awesome is we're talking about last week, guys. Just we're going to get into picks this week, but I put a note down in our rundown. Saw it on ESPN. I was hanging out today in California, and the matchup here. So the Vikings defense, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're fifth
Yeah.
in the league in terms of making quarterbacks get rid of the ball because they're for on average, the quarterback's first pressure person that will pressure them against the Vikings, it occurs in on an average of 2.53 seconds per dropback. Jalen Hurts holds on to the ball longer than anyone. His average like time to throw, 2.93. It's bottom five of the league or bottom three. Dude, that's not a good matchup. So if the
That's
Vikings
not a good
keep
matchup,
him
yeah.
from running the ball,
Yeah.
man, dude, I think that we have something there. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. That'll be a good matchup. I wanted to before we move on to the picks, I want to talk about the Giants too, because I think that's an interesting, and of course, you know, spoiler, I'm fading the Giants this week, but it was an interesting. I was, you know, you listen to sports media, whatever everyone listens to. It's a, you know, the New York team, big win. So it's going to be like, oh my God, you know, they're Jackson Dart, you know. And then I was thinking, okay, are they really that good? You know, did they really play that well? And so I took the stats because I got rid of the Russell Wilson weeks because you don't, that's just terrible, right? So since week four, he started, they're 25th in EPA per play, they're 17th in success rate. And then for throwing specifically, they're bottom third in passing success rate and EPA per play. They're top 10 in rushing EPA, so their running game has gotten better with Jackson Dart, which is not surprising because he can run. And then their defense has also gotten better. So they're 10th in EPA and 10th against the pass. So I think the Giants, I think the Eagles aren't as bad and the Giants aren't as good. Like, I don't think the Giants are, I think their front four is awesome. But I'm still like, eh, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I think they caught the Eagles at like the perfect time when they're
Me
just
too.
spiraling, right?
Yeah, and
And so I just don't think they're that good.
I think you're right. I think where Jackson Dart created a few explosive plays, not that he's not going to consistently do this or continue to do this is the word I'm looking for. It's a lot of he holds the ball for a long time too. He really did. Like he held the ball for a long time against the Eagles, scrambled like that the Wandale Robinson touchdown. I mean, that's a heck of a play, but how many times is that going to happen in a game where he holds it that long? He hits the guy on
Yeah.
the sideline and he breaks tackle and scores like a 40, 30-yard touchdown. I just,
Right.
without neighbors, I think they're going to play. And I think you're right. I think the Eagles defense isn't as good. So I don't know who the Giants are playing this week, but I picked them to lose too. I forgot who they're playing.
I definitely picked against them. Broncos.
Broncos. Yeah, I picked against them too. No, good stuff. Okay, good stuff. That was pick one. You picked the Eagles Giants. I wanted to review the Seahawks and the Jags. Let's move on to our third and final segment. Andrew, give us all your bets. Run through them. It's your time. You're the star.
Yeah, so I got so the I picked the Bengals today, but we're recording unfortunately on a Thursday, so that didn't count. But Bengals plus 5.5 at home. Steelers, they're hot. You know, what could go wrong? We're about to find out, I guess. But the five that I chose, the Titans at home versus the Pats, not giving up on the Titans. I just think there's that coach bump, that new coach bump where you get the old guy out of there, the new guy comes in, they play hard for the, you know, for the Gipper or whatever the saying is. But Pats, you know, they just came off a big win against the Bills, and then I know it's still early, so the money can change. Oh wait, you wanted me to run through them all. I'll do that after this. But the money can change. But 75% of the public money is on the Pats. Love that. Other ones I have: Browns minus 2.5 at home against the Dolphins. Why are the Browns favored against anybody? I guess it's the Dolphins. But anyways, the Broncos, this is probably my favorite game of the week. Broncos minus 7 against the Giants. Commanders minus 2 at the Cowboys, and 49ers minus 2 home against the Falcons. What are your thoughts?
You want to hit the other games you like, or you want to wait?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So those are the top five. Those are the five that are going to go in the weekly count. And then the other games I like. I mean, I love this slate, and so I was just that made me nervous. I'm like, oh no, I just love everything. And so Raiders plus 11.5 at the Chiefs. I feel like the Raiders and Chiefs always play close. Chiefs come off a big win. They're riding high. Chiefs are back. Super Bowl. Raiders are going to do something weird, you know. And then Saints plus 5 at the Bears. It's the Bears. I love the Jets plus 1.5 at home against the Panthers, like we talked about. But I just couldn't put them in my five because of the Jets, and they just do Jets things. And so it's like, oh, you know, watching them, and you're just like, dang, they suck. Lions minus 5.5 at home against the Bucks. Cardinals plus 6.5 at home against the Packers. Love betting a bit against the Packers. Chargers minus 1.5 at home versus the Colts. Don't love that, but you know, I got to go with my Chargers.
Yeah, no, the Chargers are hard. That was a tough game in my confidence pool. That's a tough game. Overall, let's just talk about this for listeners, me, you.
Yeah.
Compared to the last few weeks, this is a great slate of games. 2 weeks ago, it
Yeah.
was god awful. You and I were both like, oh my God. The Bears were on a bye week, and I was sitting there thinking, I love the NFL. I had to tell myself, remember, in about 4 months from now, you're going to wish you had a Sunday with a bunch of crappy NFL games. So to
Right.
get myself up, last week was like
Yeah.
some hidden gems. You knew that I was pumped for Panthers Cowboys, and it turned out to be a game that I enjoyed watching. Dolphins and the Chargers was a good watch. Okay, but no,
Yeah,
seriously, like this is a
that
good
was a good
slate.
game.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this slate though is this is why we like football. Also, I know you're not watching. The Bengals just picked off Rodgers deep down the field, and now it's 10-7. Bengals are down. Chase Brown with a huge run into Pittsburgh territory. So. The sneaky Bengals. Question: Would you have bet this game at all this week? I know we're already on Thursday.
Yeah, I already bet it. Yeah, I already
Okay,
bet it. I have Bengals plus 5.5 at home.
that's what I thought. All right, so
Yeah.
I want to start with the Titans and Pats. This is my first reaction to that game. Normally, when I was looking at this game and the money's on the Pats, I would tell you,
Yeah.
ooh, the Pats riding high. There are like four teams on 3-game win streaks. I think the Bears, Pats, Steelers, and someone else. But with the new head coach bump, I normally would say the Titans would cover. Do you think because it happens to be the Titans and they have the old coach for the Titans with Vrabel, like the Patriots
Oh
would be amped up
yeah.
to beat the Titans? You know what I mean? Like as opposed to let's just say they're playing a random team, they're playing against the old Titans head coach who I think is going to want his team to go in there and beat him. Have you thought about that at all? Because that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, that's the problem with gambling is you can kind of like talk yourself into circles, and it's just like you just got to take one, you know, and you're not going to go 100%, right? That's not the goal. The goal is 52%.
For sure.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think I have like all these like systems in my brain, right? Like, okay, you know, they're coming off a big loss, coming off a big win. Like, what are the vibes like? What's the spread? Home, away, et cetera, et cetera. I just feel like it's so bad. And I wonder if we like underestimated how bad Callahan was as a coach. And like the vibes just being so terrible. Cause I remember that was like one of my things. I went preseason. I was like, I think the Titans might be kind of good. You know, if Cam Ward turns out to be somebody, and they are so bad. And it's like, maybe that's my confirmation bias coming out. Like, oh, maybe it was Callahan's fault. Right. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm not sold on the Pats. They beat the Bills, which is, you know, tough, a tough
How
opponent, but they haven't
good
been
are the
playing.
Bills
They
now,
haven't been
though?
playing well. Yeah. We don't
Yeah.
know. And so I just think it's in a 17 game season, a lot of it's like, when do you catch these teams? You know, you catch them when they're hot, you catch them when they're cold. It's just
T. Higgins,
Bengals
baby,
score again.
touchdown. Sorry. No, you're right. I actually thought, Drew, that the Patriots beating the Bills was impressive. I was more impressed that they won in New Orleans the way they did. Like Drake May had a really good game. That was actually more impressive to me coming off of the Bills win than beating the Bills, if that makes sense.
No, I don't disagree at all. I mean, I've been to I like Drake, man. I thought he was good coming out of college. I was mad when the Pastrnak, you know, won some meaningless games and the Vikings, you know, didn't get the third pick. But I think he's good. I just don't think the pass roster's there, you know. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. And
Everyone,
it's
keep your eye on
betting
AJ
that
Brown. AJ Brown to the Patriots before the trade deadline. Just keep your eye, because if the Eagles
that
lose
would
to
be
the
wild.
Vikings, dude,
Yeah, that'd be wild.
just be by the phone. All right, Browns, Dolphins. You're taking Browns, right?
Yeah, Browns, yeah.
And 75% of the money is on the Dolphins. I'm taking it. That's why you like that too.
Yeah. I mean, and I just think some of these, I don't know. I guess when you gamble and you do this, like you do the ways that I like to gamble is you just gambling on bad teams, and sometimes it's like depressing. But I just feel like the Dolphins really shouldn't be favored by 2.5 against anybody. Or I mean, that's the Dolphins, the Browns. But when you look at least what I looked at is units, right? Who's got the best unit? And it's obviously the Browns defense. It's not even close,
Not
right?
even
And so
close, right?
you have little baby Tua trying to throw the ball against this defensive line. Like that's gonna be a problem. And maybe I'm like overthinking it, and they come out and just spread them out and throw it. But I don't know. I just think the Browns defense, Dolphins offense is such a mismatch, and then Browns offense, Dolphins defense, I'm not scared of either. And so I think the Browns can run the ball, they'll be fine. So I like that. It's hard to win on the road. So
It is. It
I
is.
like
I
that.
think if this game was in Miami, it'd be different, especially, but because it's in Cincy, or sorry, not Cincy, in
Cleveland.
Cleveland, and I think this is another game. When it comes to the Bengals, the Browns have a defense that can quickly rush and play man against those two big receivers. But against the Dolphins,
Yeah.
they're so timing based that not only can they get after the passer, but they're going to
Yeah.
come up and play press man, and it throws off. You know, Tua loves to throw those in routes on time, right? Everything is timing based with them. I think
Yeah,
that will
exactly.
be troublesome. So I think there's turnovers likely for Tua. Like, if you had a line, I'd
Yeah.
say plus 2.5 turnovers, like
Batted
two,
passes. Yeah.
yeah, tip passes. So I'm with you on that game. Broncos, Giants. Broncos didn't. I mean, you said this. You texted me. You're taking the Broncos this week, but you texted me and said, dude, everyone is so disgusted by the Jets offense and how the Jets played that no one's talking about how bad the Broncos played, which
Wasn't
I
that crazy?
isn't that nuts?
Like,
And people
I
at
was
the end
like,
of the
when are we going to
game.
talk? I was like waiting for them to, like, when I listen to people talk, like on the Ringer or wherever I listen to podcasts, they would like just destroy the Jets. And I'm just like, that was a one score game. Like, and the Jets defense is not good. And I was
It's
just like,
crazy though.
when are we going to talk about Bo? And it's like, all right, well, they played really, really bad,
I
you know?
saw a
And
reel.
so,
I think I saw a reel on Instagram or a video on Twitter where it was like a guy opening up his phone and then like nervous and then smiling, and it said Bo Nix when he's afraid to open up Twitter, but he just sees everyone's trashing Justin Fields, right? Because he didn't
oh,
know about
yeah.
himself. So yeah, but you're gonna feel confident. I'm guessing they're at home in Denver. You feel confident they bounce
Yeah,
back and
at
they take
home.
care.
I thought that was weird. At home, I know they're at home. Giants, 7 points. That seems like a lot. Like 7 points is like what the Chiefs get, or like, the Packers were favored by I don't remember. I mean, Bengals don't count. They're like a different level of bad. But like I feel like that's like a really good team and a bad team, right? 7 points, a touchdown. A touchdown's a lot in the NFL, right?
It's a
You know,
huge
you always see
spread.
backdoor covers and games being close for random reasons. So I just thought 7 was high, especially with all the Giants buzz. And then, you had the typical coming off a huge win. Broncos, I guess you can call that a win, but they look like crap.
But
I just,
their
you
defense
know,
is, when you talk about
their
units,
defense is nasty.
their defense is
Yeah.
so good, right? And the Giants'
Yeah, their
defense
defense is
is
nasty.
solid, but the Broncos at home, I'd expect them.
Yeah, they don't have the secondary. I mean, and check down Bo is going to get the ball out so quick. So I don't imagine that pass rush is going to be as impactful as, the reciprocal, where it's like the Denver has dudes at all three levels. They're going to stop the running game. Jackson Dart, come beat us, and you have no weapons, type of deal.
Yeah, I'm in favor with that game too. I picked the Broncos to win. 7 to me, like you said, it's high. But based off of what we're seeing, I think the Giants come back down to earth. They were,
Yeah.
dude, bro, they were really bad in New Orleans, and we don't think that much of New Orleans, and they struggled in that
Yeah.
stadium against that roster.
Yeah. It's a road game, tough to win on the road. And that, like the Giants are gonna be such a public play here. It's gonna be insane. Like I feel like by I'm always bad at reading the lines, like which way they go, but I just feel like it's gonna go under 7, like to 6.5. But then at the same time, it's like Vegas is smart. Like, you know, Vegas, what do you know? Like once they drop it to 6.5, they're just gonna get pounded with so much Broncos money.
Right.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting. That might be a two unit play for your boy. What was that two
Agreed.
unit play last? Oh, the Seattle Seahawks.
All right, let's go to the Commanders Cowboys. Do we know if the receiver for the Commanders is playing McLaurin? Is he playing? Scary Terry.
Please hold. Let me look real quick, see if it's
Because if
on
he's
ESPN.
playing, I mean, I already like them, but I like them a heck of a lot more if he's playing. That
Yeah,
Cowboys
they're gonna win
defense
this
is
game.
just, yeah, tough to watch, man.
McLaurin's still questionable.
By the way, this is the game right here. This is that everyone who likes football should watch this game because there's going to be points scored in this one. So tune in if you want to watch offensive football.
Yeah, it's so good. I might just take the under.
Yeah, that's true. You would do that. That's
Yeah.
what you think about it.
Yeah, I think I don't know, I watched most of the game, but I was also at work, so I was like, you know, trying to do both. So I don't know what your thoughts were on the Bears or the Commanders from the Commanders' perspective of the Bears Commanders game
Ooh, the Commanders,
and going into this game.
I thought the Commanders had a slow start at home against the Bears. The Bears needed that fast start. I thought they were solid. I think Jaden Daniels is such a good, he's a really deep ball accurate quarterback. Now they had two basically, well, one of them was busted. He threw that one touchdown pass like back of the end zone. I don't even know the receiver because they're banged up and on the money. However, all that said, if the ref does not call what I thought was kind of a ticky-tack call on the Rome Odunze
Yeah.
touchdown, I think the
Yeah.
Bears actually, if you watch the game, I think the Bears should have won by more than they did because Caleb didn't turn the ball over, Jaden did,
Yeah.
and they had the fumble too from the running back. So it came down to lack of concentration in the rain though. And so it was funny. It's funny to
Yeah.
me watching the Bears win the game on the game-winning drive, and no one talks about how it was 3rd and 5. How many times do you see a team needing like points? 3rd and 5, what happens? They don't get it. 4th and 5, they don't get it. They
Yeah.
lose. Dude, Caleb, 1, 2, 3, boom, ball out to Loveland. First down. Running game took over. But I think the Bears are much better than the Cowboys as an opponent coming off of a bye
Really?
week. Oh, as an opponent, I think, because the Bears, got to remember, Bears coming off of a bye week. TJ Edwards was healthy. Kyler Gordon was in the game for the first time. Brisker was in the game. I think what the Commanders just saw with the Bears is a tougher matchup than what they're going to see with the Cowboys. I'd expect them to put up a lot of points and win the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last 2 weeks of the Bears. I feel like they played pretty well. Yeah, they've been running the ball, man. Last 2 weeks, they're second in EPA per rush and first in success rate. Top 10 offense the last 2 weeks. How about that?
Look at
Go
that.
Bears.
Well,
Go ahead.
also th that's it's nice to finally, when now we're talking Bears for a second, as a Bears fan,
Yeah.
we talked about this going into the season. It's nice, Drew, to go into a game and see your favorite team with a schematic advantage against teams. Like, dude,
Yeah.
that's new to me. I've never seen this in my life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Schematic advantage, and then to run the ball against the Commanders. Ben Johnson talked about how they actually shrunk the types of runs that they did down because against that front you had to do things a certain way. And I don't know, it makes a lot of sense why the Bears were able to run
Yeah.
the ball on the Commanders. Do I think the Cowboys are going to be able to run the ball on the Commanders? I don't know. I doubt it. I think that way I see that game playing out, I think the Commanders get an early lead, puts Dak in a pass mode, and I think it'll just be eventually
Yeah.
night night with a takeaway or just too many points to overcome.
Yeah, I think it's just like Dak has to play almost perfect, you know, because that defense is so bad.
Reminds you of Burrow
And
last year, doesn't it? Like I'm down a field goal with the other team having the ball, you're thinking, man, this might be it right here. So
And they rely on a lot of what's his face? My fantasy savior.
Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens. They rely on a lot of jump balls to Pickens. He's really good at it, but I don't know. They don't. It's not like sustainable offense. They've been running the ball really well, with Javonte Williams. But I don't know. I kind of see that. It feels like a Washington can't lose type of game. Like I think they're the better roster. They have the better quarterback. Like they should win this game. Maybe that's just like this a square bet by me. But I guess we'll find out, huh?
Historically, the Cowboys have not been good in that stadium too, in like some very important games for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it all started when Eli beat them the first time they played in that stadium
Yeah.
and signed the locker or whatever he did. Okay, if let's move over. 49ers are favored by 2, and you like them over the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean that's classic. Falcons played on Monday night, won. 49ers lost. That's pretty easy. Pretty easy for your boy.
I
Two, I
agree.
mean, being favored by two, I guess you could say that Vegas thinks that they're about a point and a half better than the Falcons are a point and a half better than the 49ers, but I don't know. We watched the Falcons get blasted on the road against the Panthers. I mean, it's a division game, so it could be different, but
For sure.
I have a good feeling about the 49ers coming
I like the
come back home
49ers
and
in this
winning.
game because of their coach. I think their coach, they look, they, that was a good showing against a really good Bucks team. I think they come back home,
Yeah.
they get the win. All right, we've got 3 minutes left. Why don't you hit us with all your college takes before I get you out of here?
Yeah, college was good. With 2-1, 8-4 overall. That's got three for you. Anytime I can bet against the Aggies, it hasn't done well for me this year, but love betting against them. Arkansas, +7.5 at home against the Aggies. This is what A&M does. They go undefeated. They have high hopes. Like, no way we can screw this up. They're going to trip and fall. It's hard to win on the road in the SEC. So Arkansas +7.5. This might be a hope and a pray bet, but whatever. Oklahoma -4.5 on the road at South Carolina. Oklahoma looked terrible. Mateer looked terrible. I think the Texas Longhorns have really good defense. Mateer came back from his I think he had, what, he had hand surgery or something, but it's like he probably came back too fast. And there's a short little side note, but like we have all these surgeries that are like, oh, get you back faster, get you back faster. It's like you can physically get back to playing faster, maybe, but are you back to who you were? Probably not, right?
Right,
You
right, right.
can't. There's certain things you can't rush, and so it's like we're always at this rush, like the
Like turf
speed
toe.
bridge, with Rodgers. Yeah, Turf Toe. And it's like, oh, you can get back to rehab fast. It's like, okay, but it's not that you get back to like the field, yes, but are you back to who you were? No. And then so I just think another game, South Carolina's not that good. They'll win on the road. And then when I was looking at spreads, I thought this was crazy.
Wild.
Georgia getting 7.5 at
At
home
Ole
against Ole
Miss?
Miss. I was
That is
like,
Ole Miss?
whoa.
What?
That didn't make any sense to me. Like, I think they should be favored because they're at home, but like by three,
Three.
like seven, getting a touchdown
They just
and the
barely won
hook.
a
Like,
game against a non-ranked opponent. Am I
yeah.
wrong? Yeah,
I thought that was wild.
that's crazy.
So
I am
I
excited for
took
that
seven.
OU. I'm excited for the Oklahoma South Carolina quarterback matchup, though. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it'll be a good quarterback. Yeah, Sellers is good. He's fun to watch. But yeah, it looks like a pretty good college slate, and then an even better NFL slate.
All right, 90 seconds left, sir. I want to know right now, just give us your overall prediction for this Vikings Eagles game. What do you got?
Oh,
This is nothing to do with bets, guys. He's a Vikings fan. Go.
I think I'm going to stay away from this one. I think I can just see it going really bad for Minnesota. I don't know. That's just probably
Who's starting at quarterback?
I think it's still Wentz,
Is it Wentz? Okay.
but I haven't heard anything definitive. There's just like a lot of like, oh, well, blah blah blah. What do you do? What do you do? So I think it's still Wentz, but I mean, even so, like I think the Eagles just run the ball all over Minnesota.
I think this is
I
the,
don't
if
know.
the Eagles win, Drew, this is like last year when they started off 2-2 and they said,
Yeah,
we're never
exactly.
throwing the ball more than 30 times with him a game. I wouldn't be shocked if Hurts throws for 20 attempts, tons of Barkley, tons of running. That's what I see. But with all that being said, listen, dude, we freaking appreciate you coming on here. You guys can follow Andrew, Surgical Sharp on Twitter. Awesome
Yep.
stuff. We freaking love you.
Thank you.
Next week. Go Vikes.
Love you. See you
Skol.
next week. Go Vikes. Skol, baby.